My guest at this time is Oklahoma Congressman Steve Russell. He's a Republican from the Sooner State's 5th Congressional District. He is a member of the House Education and Workforce Committee, as well as the Oversight and Armed Services Committees. Congressman Russell says he is a believer in free trade, but is opposed to granting President Obama trade promotion authority. He joins me now to explain why. And, sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Why are you opposed to trade promotion authority at this time?
I think the biggest reason is how it's being framed up. Every comment beginning with the White House has been to hedge China, to write rules so China doesn't, to contain China. This is dangerous rhetoric. It puts us, one, with our largest trading partner at very much odds. And then, two, it also has consequences when we do not have diplomatic and military efforts in tandem with economic efforts in a brand new region. China is not our enemy, and making rhetoric like this and then using it for some trade venture could be very dangerous.
Does it matter that it's this president in office at this time, or is it just a matter of the issues you spoke of with respect to China and any potential oversight Congress might have here?
Well, I think these issues ought to be paid attention to regardless who's in office. But one reason that I think it is compounded with the president is that he has not had, nor is he well known for his foreign policy successes. Oft times, he has not only misread situations, for example, Syria, the red line, picking the wrong side to arm that turns into ISIS, and then calling ISIS a JV team, only to realize that it's a serious situation that we still don't have a strategy for. Iraq, that it would work on its own if we pulled out. It hasn't. Then we also see the problems of the Arab Spring that's turned into nuclear winter, the issues with Crimea and Ukraine. I mean, I can go on and on. So do we really want, then, with the last months of this president and him wanting to establish a legacy, to run into haste into some Asian construct that could put us in a very dangerous future situation? I'm just not willing to grant him that authority.
As you well know, sir, this is an issue that divides your party to some extent. A couple of weeks ago, we talked to your fellow Oklahoman, in fact, Senator Lankford, who, as you probably know, is in favor of this. Here's what he had to say about the time,
sure,
about the timing of this.
The particular debate on trade promotion authority is a six-year agreement that will start whenever the House and the Senate both agree on it and the president signs it. Once they start that, once we pass it between the House and the Senate and the president signs it, it's at least 6 to 9 months before a negotiation can be complete and an actual agreement can come back. So in all likelihood, this trade agreement wouldn't be complete until the next president.
Do you believe he's right in that, sir?
Well, I do believe that it's accurate that these things take a lot of time. However, I also know that with the Trade Promotion Authority in the past, that it is the president that it was granted that authority that sets the parameters. For example, when we signed the U.S.-Korean agreement, the CORUS, they call it, last year, all of that groundwork was laid by President Bush before he left office. And so it does matter who the president is that's laying that groundwork and putting out this negotiation.
We're talking with Oklahoma Congressman Steve Russell. And, sir, I take it from your opinion on trade promotion authority that when it comes to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, you're largely in the same position. Would that be an accurate reflection?
If this were Europe, for example, if we were talking about partners that we've traded with for 200 years, a NATO alliance to secure our commerce, a human rights record that is largely the same, the European Union, which has banking standards that are very similar to ours in the United States, well, this is a totally different issue. These are the types of things that have to be worked through. And China is being, I believe, excluded for reasons that I cannot determine. And I keep asking anyone, regardless of party, why are we excluding China in these agreements? And they will often say, well, you know, if they can meet the standard later, they're welcome to come. But then I ask, well, what is it that concerns you? And they'll cite things like human rights record. And I'm saying, okay, so Brunei and Vietnam, we're not concerned about those. And much of the counter that people are saying about China, you can find with other Pacific nations. I don't see why it hurts to have China in the dialogue.
Sir, that's obviously a major question, both in terms of Trade Promotion Authority and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Obviously, what everyone seems to be interested in, although with different ways of getting there, is to jumpstart our economy. Some believe, obviously, that these free trade deals could do that. What do you believe, in lieu of more free trade deals, at least through the avenue of Trade Promotion Authority, would be the best way to jumpstart our economy?
Well, this is something that the president could do now and even establish a fantastic legacy. China needs oil and gas. We have plenty of it. Let's get the export legislation out there. China needs asphalt for her roads. We have the raw materials. They need timber. They need beef. We have timber and cattle in abundance in this country. There are a number of things that we could do. With 4 quadrillion cubic feet of natural gas, we could be sending that to Europe and also Asia. Start trading natural gas for Chinese debt. How about that one? There's a number of things that we could immediately do and that the president is capable of authorizing in his tenure. And these are real things, concrete, that would have an immediate impact.
We've seen, obviously, some dramatic vote showdowns on trade in the U.S. Senate recently. What's your read on how this is likely to fare on the House side?
It's really unknown, Greg, because, you know, I come at this whole situation from a national security perspective. Which is different than where most people are getting it. Some are getting there for, you know, maybe they've got concerns about secrecy or sovereignty or whatever, and all of those issues are important. On the progressive side, they're worried about labor, and they're worried about wages and manufacturing trade unions and all of that. I don't come at this issue from any of that, because all of that, although it is important, is not going to result in destructive forces being unleashed between our nation and Pacific nations if we fail on the national security side. And that's why I've been a very lone voice out there. However, it is picking up a lot of traction, and we are seeing a lot of people very uncomfortable with it on the security issues that I make.
Congressman, we'll leave it there for now. We thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate it.
Oklahoma Republican Congressman Steve Russell represents his state's 5th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Education and Workforce Committee, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, as well as the Armed Services Committee. And if his name sounds familiar, not only is he a freshman member of Congress, but he also led the unit that captured Saddam Hussein in Iraq in 2003. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.